Hey, what's up, Derek? Bariatric Badass Podcast. Neighbors are in their apartment downstairs, so excuse the message, the noise. There comes a time when you like. No, you have to do something, but you don't want to do it. Right? Don't want to do it. I've been dreading this. I've been dreading what I'm about to announce. And I need you to look between the lines of what I'm saying, what I'm trying to purvey to you. I'm saying goodbye. And it's not your normal goodbye. Since 2000, and I'm going to say probably 12, Charisse and I have been making content nonstop. We've taken a break for the last couple of years. It's been pretty nerve-wracking, trying, whatever. Sorry, I'm looking through vitamins. To put our put ourselves in a position where we can feel like we can get back to what we used to do, get back to going to the gym, get back to feeling like we were against the world, and we were being productively as a couple. So, to this I say goodbye. It's over. But like I said, you need to look between the lines of this message. A lot of people say goodbye. Saying goodbye, that's the title of the podcast, is saying goodbye. I hold on to so much grief. I hold on to so much how I feel, I would say blame for where my life is at right now, and how can I not, the position that I put myself in as far as me being, I guess, call it what you want. I'm trying to lead this family. When it comes across as I'm failing, and I'm failing miserably. I have grief. I think looking back on what really sent me into a spiral was when we got illegally, mark you, illegally evicted from our house where we did a majority of our videos, a majority of our podcasts. Always positive, always putting out productive, positive content. Our landlord at that time sold her house from right underneath this violated lease. We couldn't go after her, it's something that I think we contacted legal, and they said you just need to stay put because we had already paid like a month's rent. At which point, we did a GoFundMe, we did this, we did that, and we were lucky enough to find the right place to where we are at right now, which is a wonderful place to live. It's really close to Charisse's work, it's close to my work. I would say that it's perfect. It's a perfect place, but the road here is hard. It's been really hard. I think the one thing from my past which hurts me the most is animals. My dog, Nosferatu, who was my dog for nearly a decade. I had him since he was a pup. We sent him to the shelter. He was an old boy. He was gray. And then my wife's beloved cat, Fluffy, who was a polydactyl. If you don't know what a polydactyl is a cat that has like seven toes versus just your normal five. And of course, Cupcake, who was our black cat, who was just the most lovable animal. If you ever like could picture an animal that is just absolutely loving, will love you unconditionally, will cuddle up to you. And when we picked her up from the shelter, when we got her in the first place, she was just a tiny little kitten, and she jumped into our arms and she started. It was amazing. When that happened and we had to move from that place and move into the place that we are now, we had no choice to either choose to stay and fight for the sole purpose of, the legalities of the lease and to keep our animals. We had to make a choice, and we made the choice that we had to take our animals to the shelter. These animals have been with us, like I said, for over a decade. When I dropped my dog off, I cried my eyes out so hard. I bawled like a little baby, and I cried so hard that it made the ladies that were at the that were in the intake at the shelter and made them cry too. And, I get upset thinking about it. Nothing has ever been more impactful to me than those moments when I had to take my animals away from my family. Animals become family. It's like taking your children away from your family too, because you don't have no choice, blah, 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 blah. When I say I'm saying goodbye, I mean it. I'm taking a stand and I'm saying goodbye to the past. I'm saying goodbye to the mistakes that I made. I'm saying goodbye to the poor decisions that I made. I'm saying goodbye to the self deprecation that I've had of myself. Yeah, that's downstairs. That's not me farting. If you're in a place right now where you're like, oh, I should have did this and I should have did that, and you are water break, and you can't feel like you're making any progress, and it's just this was a ridiculous hamster wheel. You gotta be one prepared to suffer. And I'm gonna suffer. Yeah, I'm gonna suffer. I'm gonna suffer my mental health. It's gonna be one thing. My physical health, I'm already suffering. I got a bad SI joint, which is pretty much in your hip, goes down your leg. That really affects my mobility. Makes it hard for me to walk at times. When I get it warmed up, it's different. But otherwise, it's one of those things that, my physical health has been ridiculously affected, along with my mental health. For those of you who have been following us for a long time, you've listened to a lot of episodes, you may know me personally. You may feel like you know me personally. And maybe you feel like you do, and maybe you do. If that's the case, then you need to understand. If you're in a position where I can't lose my regain, I can't get over a mistake that I made, I can't get over the hope that the hump that I hate myself for the decisions that I've made. I hate what I've become. I hate that I've lost touch with who I used to be. You guys remember, a lot of my listeners, even, you know, I got 278, you know, subscribers here on Podbean, maybe a couple hundred on Apple, some on Spotify, a couple dozen on iHeartRadio. It's time to say goodbye. And you don't need to announce it. You may need to practice it. You know, you may need to take a step back and practice. And practice saying goodbye and being prepared to say goodbye. And then finally, committing yourself to say goodbye. If I don't say goodbye, and if I don't say goodbye right now, there will be no Derek. I won't make it. And I'm not saying that I'm suicidal, because I'm not. But my, you know, I'm 49, I'll be 50 in October. I'm not getting any younger. My health isn't getting any better with me in this position. Mental health. If I could go back from the beginning of the bariatric and, you know, walking around my backyard making that video hit like 120,000 views within like the first couple weeks. I was very proud of it. And it was, the video was the up and up, the stage that nobody taught you about, bariatric life stage, the up and up level. And that's the level that you gain when you are released from the nest of your surgeon's care and you are 100% reliable, have to take care of yourself and make the correct decisions. And if you're stuck, take it from me. I'm there with you. You're not alone. My last podcast was Out of Hell We Will Climb, and we will climb together. I'm not here to lead you. I'm here to walk beside you, and we are here to experience this together. But in order for us to experience this together, in order for us to be able to have somebody to talk to be able to talk back and forth, we need to create some type of connection. And that's what me coming out and talking about saying goodbye means. If that's not me, you sending me a text message like quite a few of my followers do, if that's not including, you know, commenting, sending us direct messages on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, wherever, then it needs to be done and needs to start. Because if you haven't done this by now, you might not be able to do it on your own. So with that being said, are you going to take the first step? Like they said in the pandemic, we're in this together. Well, guess what? This is a bariatric pandemic. A lot of people are looking the other way. A lot of people are, a lot of larger creators are selling shirts. They're getting well-known celebrities or well-known bariatric patients on their podcast, or they're interviewing them, or they're talking to doctors. Well, some of us really don't have that ability to be able to, you know, speak with the doctor. I mean, you can listen to these podcasts. I'm not telling you not to listen to these other creators, but you got to take into consideration, you know, read between the lines of what they're doing. If they're telling you to get your protein from a protein bar, they're not there to help you. It may come across as them being there to help you, but they're not there to help you. They're there to take from you. I could name quite a few creators, but I'm not going to. I'm done calling people out. I'm here to tell my story. I'm here to share how I feel. I'm here to share my feelings. I'm here to share ideas. So if you have an idea you'd like to share with me, I'd love to hear it. I'm open, wide open. All you gotta do is reach out. Love you guys very much. Saying goodbye. The past is hard. It's really hard. Not impossible. The past is the past, right? What happened? Me having to give up my pit bull, Nosferatu. He was an amazing animal. Very protective. He would sleep in our kids' room. That's where his domain was he would sleep where my kids slept. When people would come over, he would let us know, and he would have such an intimidating presence and an intimidating bark that they wouldn't dare even fuck with us, right? But deep down inside, Nosferatu, he was just a big chubby baby. And I miss him. I get so many pictures and Facebook flashbacks of him. It's time to say goodbye to your past. Do it before it's too late. I love you guys very much. You take care of yourself. Take care of your family. Don't let the family that you came from cause trouble with the family that you started. The family that you have, the family that is with you 100% of the day, 100% of your life. We all have problems with our extended family. Well, maybe some of us don't, but some of us do. Don't let that family bring harm to the one that you have now. I love you guys very much. Please feel free to comment, text me, send me a message on Facebook. Facebook.com/TheBariatrica. I'll talk to you. I'll even talk to you on video. I love you guys very much. Take care of yourself. And definitely take care of each other.